Psachim Perek Des Mishnah Vav. The next couple of Mishnayos deal with issues of Temura, of substitutions. Now, if somebody makes a substitution, he dedicates a Temura to substitute for the original carbon that he had chosen to be that carbon, it does not actually remove the Kedusha of the first animal. You can't substitute out once you picked one, but it does extend Kedusha to the second animal. So as it says in the Torah in various places, Hu usmuraso yiyeh kodesh. Both the original animal that was for a carbon and its exchange animal are both kodesh, and both of them have to be sacrificed. So both of them have kedusha to them in the case of Temura. The classic case is where somebody dedicated a first animal and then misplaced it and then was going to dedicate a replacement and then found the first one as well. So then you've got kedusha on both. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Shamati shetmuras ha-pesach kareva. I have heard from my Rabbeim that the Temura of a Karban Pesach is offered as a Shlamim. So if somebody makes a Temura for the Karban Pesach, then he brings it as a Shlamim. Usmuras ha-Pesach eino kreva. But I also heard an opposing statement from my Rabbeim that if you made a Temura for your Karban Pesach, it's not offered, and instead you leave it out in the field, hope that it's going to get a mum, some kind of blemish that disqualifies it from offering, and then you can redeem it. Vainly Lafarish. And I can't explain this contradiction between the two points of view. I'm not sure when it is kreva and when it is eino kreva. So Amar Rabbi Akiva ani afarish. Rabbi Akiva said, let me explain it. HaPesach shenitzo kodem shechitas HaPesach. If the carbon Pesach was lost, the original, and then he designates a Temura to be the new carbon Pesach for it, and then finds the original carbon Pesach before the second one was shechted, then Yerah ad sheyistayev. You have to take the second Temura and leave it out in the pasture, leave it out in the field until it develops a mum that's going to disqualify it, and then you could redeem it. But you're not allowed to sacrifice the second carbon because the shlamim will then turn into a problem. What happens is the original carbon Pesach, if you bypass it and say, I'm going to bring the Temura instead, is called dachui. It's called rejected. Once it's rejected as a carbon, it can't become a different carbon. So the first carbon can't become a reject. It has to be a carbon Pesach. The second carbon can't become a reject either and then try to make it a shlamim and make it a carbon Pesach. So what you have to hope for is a mum, and then you're off the hook from having to sacrifice it. B'yimacher, and then once you do the pidyon, then you sell it, v'yikach b'dam av shlamim, and you use the money to buy another animal for a carbon shlamim. That one was never a reject, so you can bring that one as a carbon shlamim, v'chein t'muraso. And this halacha applies both to the original carbon Pesach and to the t'mura carbon Pesach. They both have issues of hektesh and of dichui, of rejection, if you try to do anything wrong. On the other hand, if you lost your first carbon and found it achar shechitas haPesach, after you shechted the Temura already, then karev shalomim, then you can bring it as a carbon shalomim right away. It's not called rejected because it never got to be the carbon Pesach. It wasn't found in time to make it one. And so you can bring it as a shlamim right away without having to wait for any kind of a mum. B'chein t'muraso, and that rule would apply to the substitute as well. If the original carbon Pesach would be allowed to be a shlamim, then the substitute carbon Pesach would be allowed to be a shlamim as well, as long as it's a post-shchita situation. Once you're in a post-shchita situation, then there's no shaila of rejection or of trying to reappoint it as a shlamim, and so you can immediately bring it and you're fine. Mishnah Zayin, Hamafresh Nekeva Lepischo. Somebody misdesignated his carbon. He chose a female animal for his carbon Pesach, and it has to be a male. Ozachar ben Shteishanim, or he chose a 2-year-old male, and it has to be a 1-year-old male. So neither one of these is allowed to be a carbon Pesach. Yira Adshi Yistoyev. He should send it out to pasture until it develops some mum, and then v'yimachar, then he can sell it. V'yiplu damav l'nadava. And the money that he receives for the sale, because after all, by calling this animal carbon Pesach, he attached some kedusha to it, so it's improper for him to keep the money. So put the money as an nadava in one of the 6 boxes they had in the Beis HaMikdash that said nadava on them, and they would use those for karbanos for later. Hamafresh pischo v'meis. If somebody designates his carbon Pesach, and then the person who designated his carbon Pesach died, and there was nobody else on this same carbon. It was going to be all for him. There were no partners, nobody else who could have it. Lo yivienu b'no acharav l'shem Pesach. His son cannot then bring it as a Korban Pesach, even though he inherits his father's property. And even though we say that people can register on a carbon even up to the moment of Shechita, but the son can't register himself to a carbon that currently is ownerless, that has no owner. As soon as there's no Baal to that Korban Pesach, it is disqualified from being a Korban Pesach. So the son can't become a Johnny Come Lately and say, wait, I want it to be mine. Ela l'shem shlamim. But what could happen is that since a Korban Pesach that can't be brought as a Korban Pesach can become a shlamim, then the son can bring this former Korban Pesach as a shlamim directly. It hasn't been rejected, it's just been disqualified to be brought as a Pesach. But because there was no dichui, you can bring it as a Korban shlamim without needing any other action in between.